Said conversation with the head coach is brought to you still by Star Market's Just For You digital app. I don't think we thank them enough for hanging with us for all this time. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. How do you keep coming up with things to say in such a way? I mean, I know how engaging I am, obviously, so I imagine it's easy, but I'm watching last night. So many of these games have felt the same in a year in which it's harder, I think, to make this as important in the grand scheme of life as we do in general, and all of those things added up. Have you ever sat there in any of these post-game sessions or pre-game sessions, whatever, and said, the thought bubble has to be, oh my God, I've had that question so many times. Have you ever struggled with how to answer anything?
No, because I think, I mean, listen, this is really important to all of us, right? I mean, it's, sure. and it's our lives, and this is what we work on, and we love to compete, love to be a part of a team, love the sport, and realize that when you're in the arena, good and bad can happen, and that you're going to have to answer those questions one way or another. So the questions don't get old. Every game is its own entity. It may feel the same. There are things that, though, can turn a game quickly, and we've seen that, obviously, all year. But, no, that I never, you know, there are certainly days where I was just saying, like the pregame media the other day, I think I had 50 minutes of it. And, you know, there are certainly days where, okay, maybe we could condense it a little bit. But I certainly think that, you know, I understand everybody's role that they play and appreciate everybody's role that they play. And, you know, my mundane, dumb answer just fills a couple, couple sentences of an article or a talk point or whatever. And, you know, I get that, you know, there's a role that I play in that.
Well, Star Market.
I'd rather play better and, guard somebody and all that stuff.
Star Market pays big money to hear these words of wisdom. Fair to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Fair characterization that all of the things that went better, I thought there were a lot of them last night, can get erased when Dragic starts hitting shots like that and Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero went back to being the Tyler Hero we saw a lot of last year, and it very quickly erases a lot of good things.
We certainly deserved the scrutiny from game one against Miami. I thought that we didn't play well out of the gate. We waited till halftime to really turn it up and compete. They were very good, but we had a lot to do with that. Yesterday, I thought we played way better, and they hit us with that punch. And we went dry on the one end. They made those big shots. The Dragic ones were huge because it just took away any attempt of a comeback, right? And, you know, credit them for that. They have a lot of answers. They have a lot of guys that can make plays, and they did it over and over. I thought Hero's shot making there for that stretch was a big difference maker. Robinson was consistent all the way through those two games. Dragic was unbelievable. When Butler's out, they aren't as good because he's so special. However, they're so unique because they're so skilled around Adebayo. And so I think that there is, like, they can play a couple different ways. They're a very good team, and we saw that firsthand.
It's really funny. That Dragic shot made me think of, for the hardcore listeners who are with us in this segment all year long, after the San Antonio game, you said that there was never that one shot. The Spurs never hit that one shot that always happens in almost every NBA game that curtails a comeback. And that Dragon shot to me when it happened, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about a few weeks ago.
That just makes you feel a little bit better. You know, if it goes from if you're on the other side of the floor and it's a 14-point lead and it goes to 17, it's like, yeah, it's probably our night. And, hey, they earned it. They outplayed us. Don't get me wrong. But, I thought our guys battled last night at a better level. You know, I thought that, you know, Kimba was great. I thought Tatum did a lot of really good things. You know, and on down the line, I thought we've got, you know, some guys that stepped up and did some things. So I was encouraged by that. But, you know, they're very good, and they're going to be a handful for whoever they play.
I got a Kemba thing in a second, but I take it from listening to your pregame media session tonight that any change in approach when it comes to seating or know where you're going to be playing or know where you're going to be landing does not really take effect tonight, that anything unusual that's happening tonight was sort of its own organic entity.
It's just the 21 season. Yeah. that's the only thing unusual is that you know that there's going to be a lot of guys unavailable. That's just part of it.
I said that because I was a little, you know, in winding down last night, I said to sort of Max offhandedly, obviously Kemba's not going to play. I didn't think anybody was going to play tonight because I thought it was just sort of that natural ramp down. And yet I guess the season will, by attrition, take those guys away. And it's funny because the Kemba question came up, the one that, and I'm not the only one who's been sort of poking around about it this year, about would the back-to-back thing have really stayed all year if the games really mattered, if it was the difference between 6 and 7 or 4 and 5 or whatever it is. But it's interesting watching Kemba last night and the game he had, in which he also attacked the rim and really looked like Kemba again. You've said all year the reason you've done what you've done with Kemba is so by the end of the year, you could have him to be the player you want him to be. And he certainly looked like that last night here at the end of the year.
Yeah, and we haven't done a good enough job of steadying the ship without him. And that's on the rest of us. And, you know, our teams in the past have been able to withstand the loss of a guy of that caliber and find a way to win and find a way to at least be better than we've been. But, you know, we were part of these discussions too. And I've just said the whole point was for him to feel great and for him to be playing at his highest level. And so to readjust that at this week, at this time of the year, I think we have to be very careful with that because, you know, there's a chance that, you know, you could be chasing that seeding and now his knee has taken on more of a load than it has all year. And all of a sudden, you know, you have to readjust your plans and you're playing Tuesday night with a less than fresh Kemba. That would not make any sense. And so I think that's the, you know, that's been the consistent theme in our facility. And hey, this is not just a 1 year decision with Kemba to make sure that, you know, he didn't play the back five. We need him feeling great and he looks great. He's playing great. And I think he'll be able to continue that this year. And then, you know, you hope that now that he hasn't played back to backs all year and won't, that he'll be able to get a good summer of work in too.
All right. Well, one quick note on the Cavs, the other team tonight in this actual NBA game, I think of players that are sort of, I always find these games interesting at the end of the year for teams that are not in a playoff hunt, because when you watch a guy like Colin Sexton, you realize if you've been around long enough, a couple of years from now, we will talk about all of these games he played now to get better when Colin Sexton and the Cavs are maybe in a different place in the NBA than they are right now, that everything is its own story and all these games matter in their own context.
That's for sure. And they've got good young players. Sexton, obviously, and Garland are the two that everybody talks about. Poro is having a great second half of the season. Jared Allen was a big-time pickup, you know, in the middle of the season. You know, those guys can all really play. But Sexton is, you know, in a lot of ways the driving force, right? He is physical. He's aggressive. He's tough. He's not scared of the moment. He'll hit big shots. He'll take big shots. And he's very fast. Like, he has a physical advantage in a lot of matchups. And so it makes it very difficult to play against.
That's the head coach. It's the Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. It is next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.